All right, Mr. Espick, this will not take too long at all. Jeff Espick, ranking member, House Ways and Means Committee. Interesting. Vote for tax caps today out of committee and a cap on assessments. You voted for both. How come?
Well, the constitutional caps are the most important item of business this session. It's going to help people in their homes. If they're an apartment dweller, it helps them. It helps employers stay in Indiana. We tried to fix property taxes time after time after time, and it always fails. And so all it ends up being is a tax increase to fix property taxes temporarily. Today makes it a constitutional fix, permanent. It's great.
Your counterpart, Scott Piloff, just a few moments ago, the second bill you folks passed, which was a cap on assessments, tied that to the Consumer Price Index. Is that sort of set up, looks like on a, almost like a, for lack of a better term, a guaranteed tax increase? Because if your assessments can always go up, you know, based on Consumer Price Index, and your tax bill can never be more than 1% of your assessed value, it seems that the assessments are always, there's incentive to always sort of push the assessments up on the one end.
Well, the bill actually changed the amendment to the bill today actually changed the entire nature so that it's no longer a cap on assessed value growth. It's a cap on bill growth. So what it says is that your tax bill as a homeowner, as a business owner, as a farmer, whatever, can grow no more than what is called the CPI, the cap, the Consumer Price Index. So if that's 3% a year, that's all your tax bill can go up, period. Doesn't make any difference what else happens in the world. Your tax bill can only go up 3%.
Now, does that put the government in a bind? Because on the one hand, we say never more than 1% assessed value, but on the other hand, we're saying your bill can never be more than XYZ?
It will definitely have a limiting impact on local units of government. It's going to cost some more money. And I'm all for controlling tax growth on property. But with our constitutional caps that we also passed today, that's one method of control. And now here's sort of an addition. And then we've also limited how much they can grow their budgets. So now here's another form of control. Eventually, we will be hurting them beyond the point what most of us are going to want.
And so are you looking at amendments? Because the thing has always been the local governments are getting the real squeeze. And, I mean, this is about as hard as you can press them.
I think legislators are falling over each other to squeeze local governments as much as they can right now. And some of it's warranted. You know, they've got to get more efficient. They've got to do a better job. But there is an end. We do need police and fire. We need public services. And so you can go too far on that.
Final question for you. Do you think this political climate that, you know, anybody can really not vote against any of this stuff, whether it's assessments or tax caps?
The public is, you know, they're hurting right now, quite frankly. That's the word, they're hurting. And they're not in any mood for more taxes and more spending by government, and I don't blame them.
All right. Jeff Espick, sir, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Abdul.